You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from buildings to typography, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Carlotta Ribello tells us how calçada portuguesa, a type of patterned pavement made of small, flat pieces of stone arranged by hand, became one of Portugal's most powerful branding tools.
Almost anything can provide a hook on which a country can hang its national pride. For Portugal, one piece of its heritage is an unusually downtrodden artifact, a humble paving stone. Known as the calçada, this accidental but powerful branding tool is a remnant of Roman construction technology. The first Portuguese iteration can be traced back to an 1842 refurbishment of the São Jorge Castle in Lisbon. The governor, Eusébio Furtado, decided that the castle's gardens and surroundings would be improved with the addition of a white limestone carpet with a zigzag pattern in black basalt stone. It was a success, and soon after, the castle became one of the most popular locations in the city. After this triumph, the governor shifted his focus downtown to the Rocio Square. It was a mammoth project that took 323 days to be completed, featuring intricate patterns with both black and white cobblestones. After that, the pavement was, well, set in stone as a defining feature of the city of Lisbon. Fast forward to the present, and it's clear that these small cobblestones became way more powerful than anyone anticipated. They represent Portugal, not only as a nation, but as a culture too. Examples of this pavement can be found around the world, wherever the Portuguese have made their mark. From Luanda to Rio de Janeiro, from Maputo to Macau. Despite its international acclaim and recognition, the Portuguese pavement is a dying art. The only place in the country where you can learn this arduous craft is the Calceteiro School, supported by Lisbon City Hall. It was founded in 1986 with precisely this fear in mind, that the art of laying stone in the Portuguese style could soon be lost. Sadly, the school is not as popular as it once was. This isn't only because of a lack of interest by younger generations. New urban accessibility requirements and refurbishments of city centres have led to a drop in demand for this traditional style pavement. Many of the craftsmen trained at the school now find work abroad, in Gibraltar and in the US, where the Portuguese pavement is used indoors as a bespoke luxury item. There's an old story in Portugal about how it was decided to pave the streets in the first place. And it has a rhinoceros protagonist called Ganga at its heart. The king organized a parade to celebrate his birthday, featuring a majestic white rhinoceros adorned with gold and riches from abroad. But as the rhino walked through the city, the weight of its hooves would splash mud and dirt on the spectators. Paving the streets was the solution to ensure the parade could proceed in a less messy fashion. This might be just a story, but the truth is that just like Ganga the Rhino, millions of people across the world continue to tread the cobbles of a Portuguese-style pavement every day. The legacy of a nation's enduring design solution.
A very special thanks to Carlotta there for that report on Calçada Portuguesa. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.